making sweet nothings without a care. When he came to the first little thread on page one, "This is the first thread," the old Monty Claus hissed, and he expanded the thread, ban hammer in fist. Then he slid down the post list, a rather tough job, but if the spam bots could do it, then so could the mod. He got stuck only once, saving a pic of his waifu, then he stuck his head out at the end of page two. Where the little Anon's posts all hung in a row, "These posts," he grinned, "are the first things to go." Then he slithered and slunk, with a smile most unpleasant, around the whole thread, and he took every present. Tomboy thighs and feet, sweater puppies, emotos, spats, absolute zones, handholding, and ototos. Then he pruned them away. Then the mod very quickly issued ban warnings, one by one, without being picky. Then he slunk to the catalog. He took a non-side dish. He took the whole archive. He took away Sakura fish. He cleaned out that board as quick as a flash. Why, that mod even took their last thread from the cache. Then he stuffed all the images on his hard drive while gleaming. "And now," grinned the mod, "I'll make their anime only available via streaming." Then the mod found all the torrents, and he started to report. When he heard a small sound echo right near the door. He turned around fast, and he saw a small lolly, a little Yotsuba-chan, with cheeks oh so jolly. The mod had been caught by this tiny bored daughter, who'd gotten out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the mod and said, "Moody Claus, why? Why are you deleting all of our torrents? Why?" But you know, that old mod was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought of it quick. "Why, my sweet little Emoto," the fake Moody Claus lied. "There's CP in this post, even after warnings I've tried. So I'm banning this poster forever, my dear, and removing their torrents, then we'll be in the clear." And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Yotsuba-chan went to bed with her cup, he went to Nya and DDoSed the site up. Then the last thing he pruned was the keys to their server. Then he went back to the homepage, himself the old liar. On their threads he left nothing but use and some ire. And the one speck of lewd that he saw fit to grant was a thumbnail that was too small, even for an ant. Then he did the same thing to the other community's boards, leaving thumbnails much too small for the other Anon's hordes. It was quarter past dawn, all the Anons still to Zoon genuflecting. All the Anons still a snooze when he came down collecting. Packed his hard drive up with their images, the music, the old anime, the pastas and the memes, the edits, the proof that OP was gay. 3,000 pixels up to the side of the internet's trash pit, he rode with his load to the tip top to dump it. "Poo poo to the Anons," he was grinchishly humming. "They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're waking up, I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Anons down to 4chan will all cry boo-hoo. That's a noise," grinned the mod, "that I simply must hear." So he paused, and the mod put his hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound, rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. He stared down at 4chan. The mod popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Anon down in 4chan, the tall and the small, was posting, without any images at all. He hadn't stopped shitposts from coming. They came. Somehow or another, they came just the same.